we're back.
A Republican Texas Radio. Hey, today's date is February 12th, 2023. We're in the hour two of this show. And I hear you guys all chatting in the background there, Alan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we were on break. That's okay. I get you. Lynn's with us right now from Maryland, and we were kind of talking about maskers, right? And the fact that some people do use masks, and they're sensitive to their environment. So Lynn has a air conditioners, right? For her car, it cleans it, right? So she doesn't have to deal with the fumes from the other vehicles around her, and I can totally understand that. And her mask that she uses, it protects her from the chemicals, like at Home Depot. She mentioned that. You ever go in there and you go, smells like Home Depot. Do you think that stuff's good for you? Probably not. It's all the treating they do to the wood. And I could see that, Lynn. But I still think that there aren't very many people like you that require a mask for those things. I'd probably say that you're probably in the one percentile, and that's a guess, and you can even change that to 10, you know, but they didn't have them before, Lynn. You said you've been wearing, lung protection equipment for 10 years. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I was so grateful to this lady who shared it with me, because up to then, whenever I went places, I could be sick for a week throwing up. And like, you go in CVS, I don't know what they use to clean the carpet, but it's horrible. But like Home Depot, who doesn't love going to Home Depot? And I would go in there to buy something, I'd just be so sick. And then once I got this mask, and once I found the one with bamboo charcoal in it, I was like, now, the paint aisle can still be a little get through, you know. But other than that, I can shop in Home Depot for hours and be fine. Now, when I come home, I got to, like, get rid of my clothes because, you know, and things like that, and wash my hair and jump in the shower. But, yeah, and I'm not the only person. I know a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot. I was exposed to toxic levels of toxic chemicals. And, you know, the weird thing is I wouldn't be the odd man out like I'd been for 10 years with people looking at me like, you know, what's wrong with you? But I didn't really care anyway. It's like, good. It just, you know, they think I'm sick and contagious, so they stayed away from me.
That's the way I felt when I walked into the grocery store without a mask, and there was like two or three people in the store besides me that were some people you would see terror in their eyes, other people, you know, would just kind of look at you and go on. But I know how you felt, because I was one of the only ones who never wore a mask, and I saw terrified looks in people's eyes because I was unmasked.
But you know what, Alan? There are actually people who also didn't wear masks before that now are wearing a mask, because there's so many people that have been vaccinated, and there's so many people who now get sick after they've hung around their family and friends who are vaccinated, and they have long-term effects from being around them. And so they
And I know where you're getting this information, you know, and the person saying this, it's like, even if it's 10 or 20% effective, you know, it's better than nothing. But,
well,
you know,
that depends on the mask, too. I mean,
right.
Just those blue masks don't matter. The only point of that was so that the surgeon didn't spit in your wound when he was operating on you.
Right. and you know, I've worn masks when I'm like sanding drywall or something like that, you know, put on one of those little paper masks. You know, so you're not sucking all that drywall dust in while you're in there sanding this, you know, drywall, you know, the mud.
Yeah.
And but then you stop and you take the mask off and you see the powder around your nose, you know, where it's infiltrating. So you're still getting some of it,
right,
but just not all of it.
You know,
that's particulates. That is not the size of a virus, which is nano size. I mean, you have to have an electron microscope to see a virus, which I can guarantee you that there are pores in those masks that a virus can get through.
Sure.
Might it stop one or two of them out of the 10 million? Maybe. But, you know, a majority of them at that size are going to get through your average mask unless you're wearing a like a NATO gas mask, you know, with a filter. You know, if you can, pardon my language, but if you can fart and smell it through your mask, it's not doing a hell of a lot of good.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's why you need a mask with a good seal. The other thing is, even before that, because I worked at a college, germiest places on the planet, I always kept a bottle of alcohol in my car. And when I got in my car from any place, the first thing I did was alcohol my hands. Since wearing a mask, you have to be careful how you put it on and take it off because you don't want to contaminate yourself in the process. And
why do you think the doctors always had nurses take their masks off and put them on? Because a doctor, if he touched his mask, it was going to contaminate his hands.
Well, and that's what people do. They touch their face, their mask, their ears, their eyes with their hands. If you don't touch yourself from the neck up, unless somebody's sick and sneezes in your face, the odds are you aren't going to catch it if you haven't touched yourself from the neck up.
Most of it is contact.
We should all wear those cones that they put on dogs.
Right? One of those things around our neck. We won't lick our parts or something. And I didn't say that. That's tacky.
Yes, you did.
I heard you. Excuse me. Forgive me, all hearers. You know, they won't get the censors. It just makes me look like dope. And What was I going to say? I knew someone who actually wore one of those respirators to pump gas in his car. And I didn't do that, but this lady shared this thing with me that I do. I, like, put a paper towel over my mask, and another paper towel in one hand, the gloved hands, and then a gloved paper towel to hold to grab the nozzle of the gas tank and fill it up, and then I move away while it automatically fills. And I was doing this one day, and this guy in a landscaping truck got out of his truck at the gas station and looked at me and said, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Don't I look all right?"
Hey, folks, let me tell you something. I work for an old guy here, doing construction, and this is an old guy. Only had an eighth grade education, but that's back when eighth grade education was more than what you come out of college with now. And he actually worked down in along the Texas coast in chemical factories when he was younger, and I was working with him. And any time we had to do anything with gasoline, he would put on rubber gloves if he was doing anything with gasoline. And I'm like, "Ed," I said, "why in the hell, every time you grab a gas can or doing something with gasoline," I said, "why in the hell do you put rubber gloves on?" And he goes, "because," he said, when I found out that they were putting benzene back in gasoline, he said, "I know what benzene is. I worked at a chemical factory. It was one of the worst things that we had to encounter." And he said, when I heard they were putting benzene back in your gasoline that you get at the pumps that you pump yourself, he said, "I know what benzene is and how deadly it is." And this old man, every time he would touch gasoline, he would put on rubber gloves because he said, "I know what benzene is. It's very, you know, cancer causing."
Yep. The chemicals I was exposed to had like so many chemicals in each of those 50 chemicals, and they all were cancerous and toxic and caused lung damage. And I have brain damage. The other thing with rubber gloves, though, with anything latex, it's like bee stings. The more you're exposed, the higher you your risk of becoming allergic. And once you become allergic, I mean, you can just flip the switch and have a really bad reaction.
Anaphylactic, yeah.
So you have to be really careful with latex gloves.
All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay, and the two latest balloons were the size of a Volkswagen.
Oh, small little teeny balloons.
Wasn't there a movie about the flying bug?
They're so cute.
There was. It was, God, what was the name of that one? Ernie the Flying Bug?
They're not even original.
Herbie the Love Bug. Herbie the Love Bug, yeah.
Herbie the Love Bug. Okay, I think that's
We got
the
an
one.
Original thing going now. But, you know, point changing the MO. We'll just stick with the story.
I would almost say there's nothing new under the sun, but then that would make me jaded.
No, you're already jaded. It won't make you jaded.
She said it, not me.
And we love you the way you are. So thank you, Alan. Yeah, thank you both so much. God bless you, and have a wonderful day and rest of the show.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And hi, Andy. Bye.
Okay. Hey, you, Beetlejuice, there was a movie about that. I don't know. But all you have to do is say the name, and then they'd come. Let's call the name. Ready for the name, Alan? Here it is. Born in Ohio. How are you?
I'm still laughing about the woman talking about licking her parts. Oh, my God.
That was pretty great. What got
well,
you all
wound
up today?
I was just calling to give her some relief from her mask. Detox, baby. If you can clear out your detox centers in your body, you won't have those reactions. You're having the reactions because your garbage can overfloweth. So if you just do a good detox, clean out the pathogens, and nourish your unit, and things start straightening out. So, but with regard to the bug, you know, whether or not there's a COVID, yeah, there is. It's a weapon that they built. Did you guys check out A.G. Huff
that.
Yet?
No,
Dr. A.G. Huff from EcoHealth, the guy that developed
pretty
the
sure
bug?
Not. Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. He's written a book, The Truth About Wuhan. And you can go to his Twitter, A.G. Huff on Twitter, to look at the raw data. But he's showing you they developed the weapon and the shot at the same time. It's made to kill you. I mean, there's just no debating it, and it's real.
Y'all have no idea. I'm biting my tongue. You want to hear about bugs and stuff? Listen a little bit later to my show. You're going to hear from someone who knows a lot about bugs, and I'll say more right at the end of the show, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's a promo. Today at 2 o'clock on Republic Broadcasting, Alan's going to be talking about... What are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to have a guest who's going to blow your freaking socks off. So,
okay. Yeah. So we'll go back to
I can do without my socks.
I don't have socks on. It's morning time, so hang on there.
Hey, and one more thing to check out, guys, and then I'll get off of here. The SPARS 2025 to 2028 document, the Johns Hopkins drill manual for this COVID event.
Okay.
They're talking about what's coming. You know, when you get to year two, the real death starts years 2 to 5. So, you know, you're seeing all these
Dead. Didn't they have a new exercise? Was it Contagious contagion or confabulous contagion or something?
You know what? I don't even keep track of all this crap anymore. I don't care. Like I said, the best defense, the best way to handle this is to live well, is to take care of your business. I don't worry about it. I don't look at what they're doing. I mean, I'm done with it. I'm so bored. I can't take it. All these criminals running around prancing and doing all this stuff in front of God and everybody, you know, people still taking their, you know, kids to watch the Grammys or basketball games, the Denver Nuggets with their tranny show in the middle of the thing, bunch of fat men in tights doing pelvic thrusts, and you people are still interested in go to these
bunch
stupid
ass
games.
Bunch of
you
fat
pretty
men
much deserve what
jeans,
you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, the Super Bowl, how long have they been having satanic rituals? They had the shots going down and killing the children, and everybody's still watching this crap? I mean,
they
you know,
celebrate
don't we kind of deserve what we get at this point? I mean, seriously.
I'm rooting for Satan. A little bit later today, I'm rooting for Satan to win. Woohoo! Go
Satan!
You know,
it's really funny. I don't root for Satan, but it doesn't bother me now that you know they're killing people. I mean, I used to cry all the time.
You know, I'm being facetious here.
I don't have the energy to do it, so it's kind of a self-sorting system. You know, it's an IQ test.
Lauren, you said something about the best defense. You know, I'm waiting in time when enough people get kicked in the ass hard enough that they wake up, and we can use that terminology. The best defense is a good offense. When we can become offensive against what's happening, but it's going to take enough people behind us and alongside with us or in front of us to be able to do something.
Right, but the thing is, what you do is you don't let them hurt you. The way that we're doing it now, it's like we wait for them to hurt us, and then we cry and complain about, well, they hurt us, and we want justice. Well, how about just don't let them hurt you? Don't let them wreck your children's minds in these schools.
Yeah,
they don't even teach them the right cursive anymore. What are your children doing there?
Yeah, that's going to work. Yeah.
Well, don't let them wreck your health. Just say no. You don't have to take these shots. Arrange your life in such a way that you don't have somebody telling you what you have to put in your body in order to feed yourself. But the Sears thing is coming next. That's the one that's going to kill a bunch of kids. And then the Spars document talks about the real death coming in years 3 to 5. So we're 2 years in. You already started. It's really 2 to 5, but you've seen the first tranche of
the whole 1.1
million dropped dead suddenly.
Yeah.
Say again?
Yeah. You have the whole Deagle report, you know, talking about the massive die-offs, you know, in basically the Western, or if you want to call it the white communities, you know, America, you know, Canada, you know, United States, Western Europe. Who knows, folks? You know, this stuff has been planned out long in advance.
Oh, yeah. But if you're going to try to expose it to people who don't understand, Edward Dowd, he wrote a book, Cause Unknown. And if you want to just look at the data without buying the book, they lied, people died.com. And he said he did it with 10th grade level reading. So, you know, you can read it. It's not science confusing to confuse you. It basically just talks to coroners, embalmers, the life insurance, the actuaries. So it's about
it's like John O'Rooney, you know, out of England, you know, the coroner, the guy, you know, the funeral home director, you know, talking about what he's seeing. Am I seeing all the embalmed bodies? But no, but the guy's been there and he sounds pretty damn credible and he's kind of freaked out about what he's seeing.
No, he's not the only one. And remember, the insurance companies have said they're not going to pay for all these dead people. I was telling you that a couple years ago.
They volunteered.
The first of you might get a penny, but the rest of you, you're not going to get anything because you took poison in your body. You made a decision to do that because you were afraid, like the Bible said.
They told me it was safe and effective.
Fear.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. If
Lauren,
you go ahead and sign a release that says you'll be responsible for any damage that happens, they're going to leave you responsible for the damage. And you can't blame the insurance companies for not paying out for, you know, millions of people. CDC said 1.1 plus
this,
million
guys.
Died
but
suddenly. That's
you
what they're
two
admitting.
Can have a conversation forever, and I need to jump in the middle because I still got some phone line
I'll
stuff.
Talk to you later,
and
Alan.
I feel
can't wait
so
for
bad
show.
For having to be the bully in the middle, you know. But people always tell me that, Steve, you're always interrupting people's conversations. I'm like, it's part of my job. I'm sorry, I got to move on.
So little time and so much to talk about. Yeah,
no,
I interrupt all the frickin' time, and it's like, if I didn't interrupt, I wouldn't be me, would I?
I could have talked to all these folks for a long time, right? We could split all those rabbit trails, but we have places to go and things to do, I know, and we've got at least one more caller on the line. But, hey, here's one that I saw this morning. You know that Volkswagen balloon, Alan? You know, we're still talking about balloons, I guess. You know where it was shot down at? Okay. Alaska.
Roswell?
Alaska, right by Dead Horse, Alaska. Does that mean anything to you? I'll beat a dead horse. Here's my balloon, my dead horse. Dun-dun-dun.
I wouldn't have been surprised if you would have said Roswell. It's like, see, it happened again.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's stay in Ohio and go to Roger. Roger, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my phone call. I'll throw in a couple more railroad stories in for you. And there's a little village in Lorain County, that's northern Ohio, just west of Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland. And the little village is Wellington, Ohio. And a couple years ago, they had a train jump the tracks right in town. And there was a bunch of tank cars laying on their side. And then they had another train wrecked just east of town that they had a bunch of, you know, rails flopped over and, you know, just east of town. And at one time we used to have 150 trains go through town a day because they consolidated all the traffic on like two main lanes. So we have all these trains going through, and you can, they used to, you know, when you walk down the tracks, you can see the pins, and if they're popped up, they're coming loose.
The rails
are
loose.
They got a machine. Yeah, so they have a continuous rails and everything else. So they got a machine that goes down there and hammers them back down and levels it off and puffs the rock bed back up so it's nice and level. But what I think they've done is they cut back on maintenance. So that's what they've done. You know, there's some guy says, well, we'll try to save money here or there, and they cut back on maintenance. Because you can hear if a rail gets loose, you can hear it click. You hear it click, 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 click. And you're saying to yourself, that damn thing's loose, and they should be out doing maintenance on it, and they don't do it. So this is one of the problems that we have, because even though in this little town, they had 150 trains going through, so our mayor went down Washington, D.C., and shook the bushes down there, and they actually built an underpass that ended up costing $18 million, and they had a $21 million budget for it. At one time, it was the largest budget in the state of Ohio to build an underpass of a village with less than 10,000 people. It's wow. Just crazy.
Where did the extra $3 million go? Into the pockets of the politicians and everything else, right? Yeah.
Well, they, I was so shocked that they didn't spend the $3 million, but they did check it up for the $18 million. And that was just an underpass for a two-lane highway.
Yeah.
I mean, they needed a ready-built shovel works to be done to spend money, and that was, they were in the right place at the right time and got that project done. So, hey, I'd like to thank you guys about the squirrel. I put a bunch of rat food for my little squirrels underneath my hood of my truck, and they had one big party underneath there. So
a lot on the
squirrels.
that's funny you talk about that, because I've gone out around here to some of these new people moving here, and you know it's like they don't shoot squirrels that are around their house because they're so cute, you know. But they don't understand that they get into they will chew into the eaves of your house and get into your attic and wreak havoc. They will crawl up underneath. I've pulled out to play, to ranches out here doing work, and it's like, why are all the hoods on their cars up? It's like, well, because if they leave their hoods closed, the squirrels get up under there and chew all the wiring apart, and that's very expensive to get repaired. You know, to have a whole new wiring harness put into your car so it'll work, because you know. Everything's fine, but the wires are chewed by the squirrels that are getting up there. Because these people moving here, it's like they're not the people that used to be here. It's like you shoot a squirrel, you know, you'd skin it and you quarter it up and you'd eat it. Nowadays, people say, "Oh, they're so cute," you know, and oh, aren't the squirrels cute? And until they start eating the wiring under the hoods of their cars, yeah, I know, I know exactly what you're talking about, my friend.
Well, it was good, so I had to replenish their food there, and they ate the second bunch I ate there, too, but it's pretty quiet down here. I don't have to listen to them all the time. You know, ornery bastards, they are ornery. Oh, I can't stand me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a chihuahua in the trees. You know.
Hey, well, folks, this is nature. I mean, this is even children. You know, if you do not discipline your children, they get spoiled and rotten and think they can do anything. It's like a dog, a cat that you get, hell, even chickens. You let, you know, there's a dominance thing. It's like if you let them dominate you, they will dominate you. It's like, you know, who is the ultimate supreme, you know, predator, whatever you want to call it? Who's in charge, you know? Your dog, your children, you know, your children screw up. You know, it used to be, it's like, I couldn't tell you how many times I had a belt across my ass when I did something wrong, and it kind of told me, it's like, well, I guess I probably won't do that again because I'm not supposed to be doing it, and there will be consequences for doing what I did, you know? In today's world, it's like, no, that's not what we do. You know, you put a strap across your children's ass in today's world, and you get, and they can call on their smartphone and get you thrown in prison for child abuse, you know, instead of just trying to tell you what's right and wrong and how to live in a normal society and how to coexist. You know, nature will take over. If you don't dominate nature, nature will take over.
My dad was the old school, too. He used to grab his heavy belt and say, I'm going to give you some boy. I'm going to give you some tea, boy. And for some reason, we always turned black for some reason. So he'd grab our arms and then start wailing the hell out of us with that heavy belt and giving us some tea.
And it wasn't abuse. It was teaching you a lesson. That's not how we act. If you want to live in this world, that's not how you act, you know? Yeah.
Well, you had respect. That's the main thing. You got to have, you know, Aretha Franklin, she said it right. It's all about respect. So
yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, I enjoy talking. Listen, you guys. You guys have one. And Lorraine is good. She's from east side of Cleveland, around Cleveland Heights and Beechwood, around that area.
Lauren is actually down around Athens. Yeah.
Well, she grew up in that. I used to listen to her all the time. I always enjoyed her. She was always really good. So, the weekend seems to have the more fun people on it for some reason. I don't know why. But
Well, thanks. Thanks for calling, man. Really do appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Right. Thank you for being part of the family. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Good day.
You know, we've covered so many topics, but I'm going to bounce back to where I was trying to go before. Was it sideways? Was it the right ways? It was obviously the right ways. But we will keep the phone lines open if you want to come back in. But... Alan, people start waking up and realizing that the world is effed up, right? And then they listen for a while. I found out that the Trump phenomena, not the one that was here on RBN, but just Trump himself, was an interesting stepping stool for consciousness being raised, right? Now, some of them played with this thought form that goes like, he's the greatest, oh my God. And then that fell away, right, for one reason or another. And they found shows like mine and shows like, well, on RBN, right?
Steve, I met you at a Ron Paul meetup in town.
Sure.
At the Mark
Club. Sure.
Yeah.
And it was, we start somewhere. My thing is, man, I don't want to keep repeating the trials and tribulations of helping people that wake up because, you know, I have a friend and they're like, okay, so Steve, we've been talking about this for years now. I'm tired of talking. He says, I want to help. How do I help? And I go, oh, crap. No, I ain't going to tell you how.
Is this James Pat you're talking about maybe?
No.
No. Okay.
No. It's another person, right? You know, but they actually ask you, right? Well, how can I help? And then if you make the mistake, well, I guess it's not a mistake. I think it might be. I'm not going to answer that, right? I don't want to answer that. I can't tell you how you can help, right? I can tell you all the different ways to help, right? And then you won't listen to me. So then all of a sudden I give you all the ways you can help. And then you don't do them. And so, well, I heard all the different ways that could use your help, right? So I have to do something differently right now and in handling these situations as they go forward. And I got this question and I'm like going, well, how can I help? How can I get involved? I want to be part of, well, the resistance. And I'm like going, okay, is that a word, right? Are we the resistance? Alex Jones is the resistance or the solution or the bonnet or whatever the hell he is, right? I'm just Steve, and this is Alan, and we're Republic of Texas Radio.
Steve, this is like my friend Andy sitting here right next to me now, you know? Was up, you know, in Lauren's territory, was with Lauren. And
sure.
He admits, it's like, her environment is completely different from your environment. It's like, so people, can we give you solutions in your particular environment where you're living at? It's like, no, we're trying to inform you what's going on. You're going to have to figure out your own damn solutions to how we're going to solve this in your local environment.
Right. And so that's the solution I came up with. I said, if you really want to know, I know people in your area. Let me get an okay from them and you can call them. You can talk directly to them about what they're doing. And when you're done with that one, I'll give you another one. And then you find your own way. Right. I'm not your whatever.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Before the break, I was talking about, well, people that are trying to wake up and asking for advice and all that other stuff. And, you know, maybe it's just that I got a little bit of jade in me. And I'm like going, really? Oh, is this when I tell you what to do and you don't do it? Oh, gotcha. No, I'm not doing that anymore, right? I tell them, you know, hey, listen to my show. Oh, really? They don't. Oh, yeah, and then they'll tell you, oh, I didn't listen to the show. I didn't. Did you listen to RBN? No, I didn't do it. I'm done. And I'll probably, I'm going to do it differently, and I have been doing it differently. One of the things that I did this year, this last week, while everything was going on, that person that I knew was up near the northeast quadrant. And so I'm like going, okay, well, why don't you talk to this guy? He's over in the northeast quadrant. You know, he's on right before us, right? We're on right after him. His name's Dave Kopeck. He does red pill politics. Red pill politics. You know, redpillpolitics.tv. And so I called up old Dave and I said, well, here's the deal, friend, blah, 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 blah. Would you be interested in talking to them about how they could get involved in this and that? Because I don't want to tell another person what to do and this and that. And they're kind of close to you, right? Maybe you want to talk. And they're a friend of mine. I consider it a favor, right? And so he goes, yeah, sure, 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 sure. And he goes, oh, well, hey, I just got off the radio, right? He did a Wednesday show or something like that. And he did, and you guys, man, this is pretty funny, because he had these guys from Super Happy Fun America on. Huh. You know what they are? Well, they're you and I. You know, they'd like to say they put the S in LGBTQ. It's S for straight, right? So that really pisses off the lefties, the whatever the hell you want to call them. Because one thing is, like, the SPLC.
Southern Poverty Law Center, and Defecation League. I guess if I didn't defecate, I would probably be pretty pissed off, too.
There you go. Yeah. Those folks like to put people on lists, right? You know, and here we've always had that, you know, as long as I've been around, is like, yay, I made the SPLC. Blah, 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 blah. I'm an evil, anti, whatever they want to call you. And so, well, part of the reason they named their group is called the Super Happy Fun America Are Terrorists. That's funny. But they're a funny little group, and they've done things, and their awareness is at different levels. You know, I listened to Dave Kopeck, and he was he had them on for 2 hours and talked to one of the leaders about some of the, you know, events that they do, and they still do events. I'm too jaded to do events. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to get together a whole bunch of people.
Like, it's like the Texas National Movement, Steve. You know, God bless those guys, you know. But what, you know, if Texas does get independent, what's that going to create? Will that create the 9 or 10 FEMA regions that they've actually wanted all the time instead of 50 states? You know, much easier to control 10 regions than 50 states. I mean,
sure.
You know, will we ever actually be free, or is it just you got away from the cat and like you? Well, it chewed my right foot off, but. Now I'm away, I'm free, and the cat's just sitting there watching you going, all right, you know, I'm going to catch your ass again, and we're just going to have more fun. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm jaded.
Well,
I'm
see, that's the problem, Alan. A person with such jade, such as you or me, when we go to those little events, like the Texas National thing we
God
went
bless
to last
those
month.
People. At least they're trying to do something.
I know.
But the level of awareness is at a very elementary scale.
And one of the problems there too is you look at the age range that's there at the Texas National get togethers.
Like the gun show yesterday, Steve.
It was like the gun show yesterday.
What was the average age of people in that gun show? Probably
60?
50, maybe 55. Yeah.
I probably put it higher. 60. And boy, they are a crazy little lot over there at the gun show. I saw that one guy walking around with a sign on that says 8K47 parts or something like that. And these guys like, what? And then, you know, they have signs on themselves as they walk around, because I guess they're selling stuff too, but they don't have a booth and they're allowed to do that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's like
I saw that. I pay attention better everywhere I go, Steve. Yes, I did see that.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because I was going to bring up the age range, too.
Actually, I was trying to pick out the ATF agents myself, you know, whether in the parking lot or in the building. But, yeah, go ahead.
I was trying to watch my son and watch the guns at the same time. And all he wanted to do is walk up and down the aisles and then get the heck out of there. He didn't really care. He has all of the Nerf guns that he wants, and Daddy's guns are not his, and so forth. And they, well, anyways, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting as I go forward with this. I still haven't talked to my friend yet, and asked her. I've gotten a text, and they said, "Oh yeah, that was a great conversation, Constitution Party, and blah 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 blah." And I'm like, "Okay, see, I would never push that direction." You know, you get a friend that wake up and you go, well, you got to leave the Republican Party and join the Constitution Party. I'd probably go like, Okay, and that's going to help? Well, maybe it does.
Hey, Steve, yesterday at the gun show, the longest conversation I had was a guy at the booth that was selling thermal imaging devices, and he goes, well, do you have a night scope, you know, a night vision scope? And I said, yeah, I've got a Gen 3. And he goes, well, he said, have you ever thought about just not getting, you know, a thermal scope to put on your rifle that you already have, that you practice with? He said, maybe just get a thermal imaging, you know, monocular or something like that, so you can see that armadillo 200 yards out in a brush pile, and then you can get on your night scope, and you can see the brush pile, and you know exactly where that armadillo is. And I said, hey, you know, that's pretty good, you know? But I didn't have, like, $800 in my pocket right then.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff over there, you know, that I could be attracted to. But, you know, again, what do I need all that stuff for? You know,
truthfully, folks, if they really wanted to come down on us, you know, Steve and I have been on here, what, 8.5 years now, Steve, coming up on what? Coming up on 9 on July 4th.
I don't know.
They know who I am. They know what I talk about. If they wanted to come and get me, I mean, a freaking Hellfire missile or even just a little tiny bomb, I mean, they know where I'm at. They can watch me. They've got satellite imagery. They've got all this stuff. And believe me, folks, I know that I'm being watched because... I can tell you how I know that, but that would take a while.
I think they just classify us as mostly harmless, you know, and then they move on because they've got other bigger fish to fry or something like that. But maybe they're wrong, you know. I think that what we do does matter. I can see repercussions in my day-to-day life, you know, and the people I interact with. And I can hear them on the radio at times when we bring up a subject and it gets echoed into the alternate media sphere, you know, because we all do hear each other.
Folks, let me tell folks that we've got a local radio station here. And these guys, I mean, they come so close to the truth. I mean, it's beyond Sean Hannity or any of these other guys. These guys come as close as they can to telling you the truth. And I'll be sitting there listening to them sometimes when I'm, you know, in town and away from where I'm at here. And I'm sitting there going, keep going.
Come on.
And they just stop just short of telling you the actual truth. You know, it's more than Sean Hannity or you know, any of these other guys will tell you. And these guys are really good. And just when I'm going, yeah, go, guys. And it's like they stop and they don't tell you actually what's going on. I'm like, oh hell! Because they're on, you know, they're on an actual, you know, radio station
FM
that's licensed
platform,
and processed,
yeah,
and regulated. But yeah,
and you know, it's a slippery slope. I used to listen to the broadcaster you're referring to, and his name is Harley. When he was on a music station, and he did a little bit of news during the morning time, and he'd break into the thing and start speak like a conservative, right? And I'm going like, damn, that's pretty interesting. And I'd get to a customer's job site, and I'm listening to, you know, music for some dang reason, probably because sometimes too much talk will change my mood to be a grumpy butt. But all of a sudden, he stops playing the music and he starts talking. And he's like, it's the globalists. And then he goes into the United Nations. And then he's with the United Nations, George Soros. And I go, holy crap. You know, and I'm late for a job, but I'll sit out in front of the customer's, you know, site and listen to the radio and be on. Okay. Well, that's good. At least somebody's talking about that in the commercial realm. But you won't get the same thing you get as Republic Broadcasting can deliver. You know, that's it's an old horse. You know, it's been around for Republic Broadcasting has been around for a long time, Alan. What is it? 2005 was when it. That's almost 20 years.
Republic,
you know, coming
Radio
up
International
in
before
years.
Alex
oh,
Jones.
That was the 90s.
Shoved
yeah,
a hot poker
yeah.
up someone's butt. Yeah.
Oh, my, this is a good transition. There's a lot of talk about computers.
Steve, if you would allow me real quick, because we weren't going to talk about this, I was told that I would be allowed to say, listen to my show, it's going to be very interesting. I've been allowed to tell you who my guest is going to be at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, let's do it.
Time. My guest is going to be, if you've ever heard the name Lee Harvey Oswald, and
you're not going to have Lee Harvey Oswald on, are you?
No, I'm going to have a woman named Judith Berry Baker on my program.
Whoa.
Judith Berry Baker. And there's going to be a friend of hers. His name is Dr. Bill Warwick. I believe she'll be riding along with him. And hopefully this will just be a first broadcast to kind of introduce her because, you know, she wrote her own book. I'm not on the internet, but I've never heard her on any of the radio platform. Those of y'all listening out there, we're not going to be taking calls today. Judith, I believe, hopefully she will agree to come on, we'll try to do, a series of these shows. But this first platform, I'm just going to come on, introduce her, and say, Judith, I'm just going to go uncork, just say what you want to know. Whether talking about Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans and Dr. Mary's monkeys, she knows a whole lot about viruses and cancer viruses and, biological warfare. Don't really know where she's going to go. I'm just going to let her go uncorked, and we're going to see what happens. But my guest will be Judith Berry Baker, who, if you've ever heard about Dr. Mary's monkeys and Mary Sherman and Tulane University and all that crap, before Lee Harvey Oswald was set up as the patsy that killed Kennedy, it should be a very interesting show, folks. And this has nothing to do with me. This is one of my friends that I met through RBN who set me up with this lady, and she's going to come on the radio. I think she's 82 now, and she's going to come on, and I'm just going to let her talk. We're not going to take calls, and this will be an introductory show, kind of like last week was, learning about me, and just we'll see what happens. It ought to be interesting.
Oh, yeah, it sounds interesting. Alan and I do this show, and he's always wanting to get he wants to get all these guests to have these conversations. And, I'm not the guy to be booking the guests, right? So thank you, RBN, Sam, for giving Alan that platform to actually do what he wants to do instead of, making it that I have to help Alan do what he wants to do. It's kind of nice.
You have no idea how much I wish Jordan Maxwell was still alive, because I would love to interview that guy. You believe in all his space alien stuff, that man was talking about secret societies before I was even born. He was at college campuses talking about secret societies, this and that, and we're all being fooled and we're lied to on a grand scale. This lady that I'm going to have on today, tune in, folks. It should be an interesting interview, or at least an interesting conversation. Not really an interview at this point. I'm gonna let her just uncork and talk about what she wants to talk about.
That's very interesting. I don't know. Everything that's going on today, that it's going to be fascinating to go back to them, our days. And whenever you start talking about Lee Harvey Oswald, right, it's funny that
like people 1961, don't... in New Orleans when they were creating a virus, a transmissible viral cancer that they could kill Castro with. Folks, before they killed Kennedy, she was back there with Lee Harvey in New Orleans. Carlos Marcello, the mafia, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Well, that's Jim Garrison, more of
Guy Bannister, David Ferry,
Guy Bannister, all the names, all the days. Whew, that's a lot different than Super Happy Fun America. Dun dun.
Or Ren and Stimpy, happy happy joy joy, happy happy joy joy.
I feel like I live in a combination of movies. you know, especially Idiocracy, right, brought to you by Carl's Jr. As I watch all these,
as I watch in today's world, it's brought to you by Pfizer, but yeah, Carl's Jr. is pretty apt.
Yeah, somebody gave me
McDonald's. Once again, watch Almost Pizza, brought to you by Pfizer.
Somebody bought me a McDonald's hamburger this week, and you know, we were supposed to have lunch over at his place. So, hey, let me buy you lunch. You like hamburger? And I go, okay. And then there was McDonald's, right? And then, you know, I got there, and he says, well, you want me to warm it up for you? I got a microwave. I'm like, oh, crap.
And folks, you know, McDonald's didn't used to be near as poisonous, but now Ronald McDonald the Clown is kind of like Pennywise the Clown in a Stephen King novel.
Well, and these conversations do happen in my life, but I don't wear these conversations unless they're needed, you know. So go into your site and fix your computers. I'm not going to lecture you about your microwave oven. You're eating McDonald's. That's not there. Eventually, we might get there. I got there this week. It was fascinating. Because it's like, I'm like, McDonald's, wow, I haven't had this in. I can't remember.
You know, Steve, this is like everyone thinks, oh, Putin's such a great guy. He's really fighting for his people. But, you know, they had the Sputnik V or 5 vaccine, whatever you want to call it over there, depending on if you've ever watched the movie V for Vendetta. They had Sputnik V, but then they also came out with Sputnik Light. Tastes great, less killing. They actually came out, they had a Sputnik Light vaccine. Tastes great, less killing.
Yeah. Sputnik Light. You know, I don't get it. They have whatever they have. But trying to explain to a person, Alan, about McDonald's, right? Yeah, it's like, well, why don't you eat there? And I go, well, I'm kind of worried that there's no food in that food. And he goes, what do you mean? That's a hamburger. I'm like, okay, is that beef? And he goes, I think so.
It's almost beef.
And I go, or, you know, all their cows come from Brazil, right? He goes, well, why is that? He says, well, they all come from Brazil. And do you think that's regular ground beef that's in there? And he says, I don't know. I've never thought of that. I said, no, it's made by a chemist. And they use, you know, I don't know, pink slime mixed with maybe some beef. And I don't know. It's a chemistry experiment, right? And they make these little patties.
And some ethylene oxide and some dioxin. It's safe and effective. Just eat it.
Yeah. Now you go, and then he's like, well, that doesn't seem right. I'm going, of course it doesn't seem right. But people eat it. He says, but I like hamburger. And I'm like, well, you like McDonald's, right?
That is apparently he doesn't have McDonald's stock.
Is the
if
bun?
If he had McDonald's stock, he would accept it. And it would be all be good. Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm like, is the bun any good? What's in the bun? I don't know what's in the bun. My point exactly. What's in the bun? Do you think it's flour and yeast and water and salt? Right.
Maybe a little
sugar.
What's in the middle of those buns? Probably a butt crack.
Yeah, and then that's a terrible way to start a luncheon meeting, you know, telling him that he's eating poison. And then, you know, he said, are you sure you don't want me to put it in the microwave? I don't have enough time for this conversation.
Steve, you want to hear my theory? This is my twist of mind, folks. It's like if you take something like a food product, like beefaroni or something like that, and you put it in a bowl, which is deadly to start with. If you put it in the microwave and it's already deadly, does a microwave convert it to health food? Because if you stick something healthy, you know, you have a prime piece of meat or something like that, and you stick it in the microwave and it destroys all the nutritive value. If you stick something that's deadly to start with in the microwave, does it turn it into something healthy? What a revelation.
Yeah. I know there's all those problems, but the reason I kind of talked about McDonald's because brought to you by Carl's Jr.'s, that world in Idiocracy, as in many
if
other
you've never
worlds.
Seen that movie, people find the movie Idiocracy and watch it. Yeah,
yeah, it's a
that and Wag the Dog.
Well, in the end, it comes down to they're taking away your jobs. And I've tried to tell this to a lot of people, and it's not my jobs they're trying to take away from. Maybe it will be in the future. I don't know.
I mean, they didn't take my job away. I don't have to commute for an hour and a half before I have to get to work to get to my job. I can sit in my house and do my job from home. So what are you actually doing?
Okay.
You're producing.
Let's walk away, since we have a few seconds left, and go back to Lauren in Ohio and Roger in Ohio, right? Let's do Roger in Ohio. The trains are messed up. As soon as Roger started talking about that, I'm sitting there going, oh, God, Atlas Shrugged, right? Atlas Shrugged, the book. And I'm going, the trains, oh, my, they're falling apart because they can't fix the tracks. Right. And then Lauren, Ohio, she was on before that. And she's the big old get out of there crap, you know, run away.
That's the Atlas solution. Steve, Atlas Shrugged, when I heard about that was in Colorado. You know what? The first thing I thought about was Maurice Strong, because I actually met someone who was in that little valley that Maurice Strong bought that has like a Buddhist compound and a Hindu compound. And this guy was going out to set up solar panels. He was a solar guy, and he goes, we didn't take the job. And I said, why didn't you do that? He said, because it was too damn weird. He said, I felt very uncomfortable out there. Yeah.
Huh.
But go ahead.
I don't know. I didn't know that point. I love the idea of what Lauren wants to do. In some aspects, we're doing it here in Fredericksburg. We build
little
alliances between people that aren't even alliances. We just know each other, and you know, this is for the pending balloon apocalypse or whatever the hell it is going to be tomorrow, right? You know,
well, hey, folks, you know the difference, just a small geographic difference. Steve lives over in drunken wine territory. I'm still kind of rural, but I'm being surrounded by gated communities. But Steve lives in frickin' drunken wine territory where there's nothing. If there's a field, it's got grapevines in it, or a distillery or something, you know, or a brewery.
Oh, you know how weird it is to see a $20 Datsun park next to a $200,000 Porsche four-wheel drive SUV.
Hey, Steve, I drive down the county road
here,
and you used to see Chevy and GMC and Dodge pickup trucks. Now you see Lamborghini and Porsche pickup trucks. I mean,
yeah.
It's just freaking insanity.
We call it diversity.
I've got a pickup truck, but I'll never drive it on a dirt road because that would make it dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do know a couple of millionaires that actually are people. They just happen to, well, have money because, I don't know, because they were cattle people and they're building people and they do that kind of stuff. But their homes, they actually take care of their homes. You know, they move hay, they get up in the morning, they wipe the cow pucky. Yeah, that's it. I'll shut up now, guys.
Yeah, and I will say, take care, folks. I'll be back on at 2 o'clock. Ought to be interesting.
Al's Corner, 2 o'clock. Be there. Bye. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.